Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
I just got my statement from the bank, and you all took out the $67 charge twice.
Okay. Let me see. May I have your email address with the spelling, please?
Mary E. Joyce, M-A-R-Y-E. J-O-Y-C-E 1937 at iCloud.com.
And thank you for providing this information.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask, could the order be under a different email address?
No, I only have the one.
Okay, under this email address, I don't see any purchase products.
You've got to be kidding. Well, it's on my statement.
Yes, ma'am, I believe you, but most likely it's under a different email address. Is there another old email address that you might have used?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I do have another one. Can't think of it, oh dear. It's another name altogether. Oh man, oh boy. But I wouldn't give them that. I can't think of the number even. Let me think. My ID's been stolen, so this is a mess here going on, I'm sure. It was under a different company altogether. Oh, I can't think of it at the moment. Which one do you have there? Maybe that'll help. Could you still give me the last name of the company?
This is Astrology Answers.
I know, honey. What I'm trying to say is, you said, did I have another email? I can't think of the word to use for the email is what I'm trying to think of. Could you give me that?
I don't have that information. That's why I'm asking you if you have a different email address.
I do, but I very seldom use it. I ain't used it in a long time because I got another phone. I went from my Android to an iPhone. Come on now. My brain ain't letting me remember. But I ain't used that since. Well, would they pick it up when I call them or use the one I give them?
It'll be the one that you use on the order.
Well, that's the only one I've been using. Is Mary E. Joyce at Mary E. Joyce 1937 at iCloud.com. That is the one I use with you. So how can this be on my bill if you didn't put it on here?
Because you probably used the old email address that you can't remember. I've looked up that email address and nothing is pulling up.
Did you look up my name, maybe?
Let me see.
Just Mary E. Joyce is my name. I can't even think of it. It's been so long since I've used it. And I ain't used it on this phone because I've had this about 6 months now. Not that longer.
Okay, I've located another account using your name. That's Mary Joyce 37 at iCloud.com. There's no E in this one.
Oh, okay. That's the one that they've been trying to trick me on. But that I did have that, or somebody put that in for me. But I changed it because this is what it was when I just got the phone. That's what happened. Well, anyway, you billed me twice here is what I'm trying to get one of them off since it's the same day.
Yes, there are two purchases done of the same thing. Let me get one canceled and refund it for you.
If that don't be though. This is my first time to have an iPhone. I had Android for years, and they told me this one was easier. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
How long before it goes back in?
The refund usually takes about 3 to 5 business days to be posted back to your account.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Yes, sir. I've got that refund issued for you. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, do you want to give me a number for that, a code number or something for that? A confirmation number or whatever. Do you have a confirmation number? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, I'm here. Yes, ma'am, I got that confirmation number. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
The confirmation number is 254 0780.
0780. 254-0780, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling Astrology Answers.